On the first session, John, Gerardo, Christina and I started setting up the Access Queen corner. Access Queen being a community mechanism for making the accessibility to the participation in Vosonos easier for people in all sorts of ways. Be it helping them find shared housing or getting a visa to get to the place or informing them how much pocket money to take and what currency people use in the country or if tap water is potable. Access Queen is also about supporting people with money so they can join a dinner with their colleagues once they are already there at the event and made all the effort to get there, or supporting them in paying the fee if they cannot, in this moment, pay the full amount. Lisa Heft, as she couldn't be present at the Vosonos herself, asked the four of us to help her represent the Access Queen. That meant for us both setting up the silent auction where people bring objects with them that they want to sell and donate the full income to the Access Queen Fund, as well as the Global Village Market. Lisa shared with us how important it is for her that Access Queen is not only about money, but it's mainly about our presence before and during the event, in welcoming new people to the event, in welcoming people who for various reasons might need a buddy or an ally to be able to present their issue. And I have to admit, it made a lot of difference for me having this role and embracing it. I realized it helped me put away all the other things I would normally do, checking emails and communicating with the world that is not there, and just be present. And also, as in German we say, jump over my own shadow and see who might need now some information in order to be able to participate fully. No matter if I am tired right now or if I'm more introvert, if I don't want to talk to people. It helped me not run away from the event, actually, and really be there. So thank you, Lisa, for that. I wanted to share a couple of stories about the items that people offered to the silent auction for others to bid on them. One of them was from Michał from Poland. Michał shared with us a story from back home where he told his three girls, his wife and his two daughters, about the Access Queen. And this made his wife crochet a beautiful tablecloth for the auction. His oldest daughter produced 9 pairs of earrings, especially for that cause. And his youngest daughter, being too young to be able to produce anything, donated her teddy. Now you can imagine the reaction of the group when they heard that. People really, really wanted to have that teddy. Another item that was offered was by Michael from Berlin, and that was a Chinese set of task cards for setting up open space. And this is one of those beautiful stories because it turned out that Gerardo from Italy actually works with an Italian colleague who has many open space customers working in China, and that such a card set comes in really handy for him. What John brought to the auction was a dancing queen, a little plastic puppet of British Queen, which we then renamed as the Access Queen, obviously, with an engine that would make her dance like those little dogs at the back window of a car, and the engine was connected with a solar panel. And honestly, whenever I was passing by the queen, seeing her dance, it made me smile on the inside. I had a bidding run with Gerardo, who's gonna take the queen home, and yeah, Gerardo did win. So the queen is with him now in Italy. We also had a teeny tiny notebook, not bigger than 2 fingertips, offered by Andrea from Italy. A really cute thing. And there were people offering songs. Olga from Poland offered a traditional Polish song. But what happened is that during the event she got sick, so she couldn't sing it to everybody. I followed up with her over email, and she told me that she agreed to meet Bea, who was the one to win the song, on Skype. And that they actually met, and she did sing the song to Bea in the virtual post-Vosonos reality. And that was a beautiful one. The silent auction also brought in a new dimension into the Vosonos, which was the competitive fun we had bidding each other. And it was really joyful and lovely, and made us as a community present contribute to the future of Vosonosis and share it with the people of whom we do not yet know that they will benefit of it, but we're happy they will.